B-Pod Studios.
It's a rap party podcast with Loren and Roy, myself, Maney. What is it that you love most about the Maney, Roy, and Loren show? Do we need to be more controversial? These are all questions that we have in our post-show meetings all the time.
Our opinions? Do we need more opinions?
But opinions are like people. Some can get ugly. Right. And that's not always good. Right, Loren?
Yeah, but that's not the saying that I know.
Oh, what is it? Opinions are like a-holes?
Everyone's got one.
They all stink.
That's so true.
Sorry, I was yawning. True. Okay, so let's talk about real quick, Loren. Your trip was because you went up to Smith Mountain Lake, and I saw a picture of like a giant lighthouse, and I thought it was like a real lighthouse that like literally was on your property. But then you shocked me this morning on the air by saying that A, it's not a real lighthouse, and B, that like somebody had it built as a prop.
A lawn ornament.
Yeah, it wasn't even on our property.
It's like 120 feet tall or so, isn't it? It's huge.
No, it just looks, I think, higher because it's elevated off the beach, so it looks astronomically higher, but it's not any higher than like a two-story house.
But it's also not like a prop in a putt-putt course. I mean, it's like you could walk in it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely bigger than that, but it's not like a real life-size lighthouse.
That is so funny to me. And like Roy said,
that's what I said. Dallas and I were talking about it this week, and I was like, what do you think made somebody go, you know what, I'm going to put a lighthouse there?
Yeah, unless like the guy had like lighthouse history, you know what I mean?
I know
it looks pretty cool. You know, because I remember being on a pontoon up at Smith Mountain Lake and taking photos of it as I went by. I know it's a great thing to take photos of. I used to love doing that. I don't know how it benefits the homeowner, but it was always pretty cool to take a photo of you on the lake with the lighthouse behind you.
That particular one or the – or
that one? Well, that one's way prettier than the original one. The original one, I was trying to explain earlier. Honestly, when I first saw it, I was like, that's a lighthouse?
Yeah, so I'm looking at it because I Googled it, and you can Google literally everything, as you know. And it's a rental, and they call it the Lighthouse. That's the name of their rental. Oh, is that not the same one?
No,
that's the same one, because I don't think they rent that house out next door either.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think that's a rental either.
That's crazy. Anyway, it was just interesting to me that this person has a giant lighthouse replica in their backyard. I know somebody in California who had two train cars delivered to their backyard.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Well, he turned one into a barn and one into a bar. One held all of his equipment, and the other one was a bar with a pool table and stuff.
But it was down with that.
But it was like they had the tracks. They put out like, I don't know, 60 feet of tracks and put the two train cars connected on the tracks in their backyard. That was extra.
And wait, and was he like a train conductor?
The crazy thing to me about the lighthouse is not even just rich. That there's a lighthouse there. It's the fact that it serves no purpose. Like, I don't even know that you can walk up inside.
Yeah. It's like somebody having, like, a replica of the Statue of Liberty bigger than, like, what it should be, but not big enough to enjoy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
How about this? I know this is not the same at all. You know Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee?
Yeah.
In Roanoke, we had someone who had a replica of Graceland, but it was small in their front yard. It was bigger than a dollhouse, but smaller than a real house.
Yeah, and it's like, what can you do with it?
And you just went over and you like took photos of it, but that's about all you could
do. That's funny.
But it was like this weird, you know, project that he had.
So my neighbor in New Jersey years ago, back when I was a kid, and I have one memory of this guy had a train in his backyard that you can ride on.
Okay.
Like the ones that are like, again, it's smaller than a regular train, but bigger than like a model.
Yeah.
It's like 1/16th or something.
Like the one
at
the mall? Smaller than the one at the mall.
Kind of like the one at the mall.
Okay.
But he had like legit tracks laid down, and it was an electric train, and he would take the kids for a ride and stuff around, you know, his neighborhood or his, you know, 8 acres, like 6 acres. And the one memory I have, it's so funny, is the guy who I know who's Lizzo's manager now. I was sitting in the car, like he was older than me by about 7 years, and I was sitting in the train car next to him, and like we turned, and I just remember him like holding on to me laughing. Hmm. I had to be probably Dean's age, maybe 5 or 6 years old.
Okay.
And I just remember him, because he lived in the neighborhood, just like laughing.
Hmm.
And I thought that was bougie. Like, so let's be clear. Having a lighthouse, having a train set, a real train in your yard, and having a fake train in your yard are all bougie.
Yes.
Agreed.
The guy who had Mini Graceland was not bougie. You should have seen the original house. He just had a weird hobby.
Do you know that there's another Graceland? It's called Graceland 2?
No. I didn't.
Graceland 2 is where he, I think where he was born.
Oh, the one in like Alabama or whatever?
Mississippi, like Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And the woman claims that there's a photograph of Elvis on her screen porch or something, and people go and take pictures.
That.
It's the craziest thing.
People who think he's still alive, I'm like, he's pretty old then. Like, he should be.
Yeah.
People think Elvis is still alive.
And some people do. If you switch around the word Elvis, you know what it spells? Lives.
Whoa.
That's deep.
Do it.
That is deep. Now every once in a while, too, you're getting, like, you read something where people, especially a lot of African-American artists from back in that era, are mad at Elvis because
they appropriated their culture,
their culture, yeah. Stole their music, got the credit
agree.
For it.
He did. I thought he had a great voice though.
Yeah,
but he did.
So when I lived in Memphis, I used to get free passes to go to Graceland. We knew somebody who like ran it, and so my family came and I took my dad and my mom there, and they loved it. And one time I took my dad. And there's one whole section of Graceland based on Elvis's movies. And my dad was sitting there telling everybody that Elvis was the worst actor ever. And it was basically he called it like the mailing it in times. You know, he's like, because all he would do is sing his lines.
Grab.
And these diehard Elvis Presley fans at Graceland were like, it was like Vince had broken them down by kryptonite. They're like, oh, no, this is a fantastic movie.
He's not wrong.
No, I know.
Elvis was not the greatest actor. I've seen his films.
Yeah, he sang his lines.
Yeah.
Sinatra did the same thing.
Yeah. It was taking a star. It's like if we took Ed Sheeran and threw him in a movie.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how well Ed Sheeran can act.
Well,
but
remember, he was in Game of Thrones and he sang.
Right.
Yeah.
So
and
it's
look
kinda
at Lady Gaga. She could do it.
Yeah, but she was actually a good actress.
Yeah. Yeah, there's very few people that can cross over like that are really good. But, all right, so that was Loren's weekend. Anything else happened that you're on the weekend trip? Did Elena meet anybody?
No, I had a breakdown over finding out that I have to quarantine, not like really, 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 really quarantine.
Yeah, I want to talk about
my
that.
My child for like.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
2 to 4 weeks after they're born.
Yeah, we got to talk about that on the air because I think a lot of people would freak to know that that's what you have to do.
Yeah, it's just I don't know how the hell am I going to do it with a 2-year-old and an au pair and an overbearing mother and
yeah.
So I have a doctor's appointment today at 2:30 and we're going to talk about all that.
Okay. And then was the lake cold?
Freezing.
Yeah.
Elena jumped right in multiple times. I was like, ooh, you're a psycho.
It's May. It's May in Virginia. Like, it's not.
Coming off the mountain.
Yeah, coming off the mountain.
Did Dallas think it was cold jet skiing?
Well, they didn't really go in.
No, but I mean, you get
mist,
wet.
Yeah. Yeah, but a mist is different when it's like 80 degrees out than jumping in.
Yeah. And then while you were busy vacationing on the lake, I went over to Roy's to help him cut some trees.
I think it was a success. It was a lot of fun. We realized there was some miscommunication between you and I.
And
as
Sterling,
usual.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think Sterling was pretty steady in all of his communication.
Yeah. I thought we were going to cut down these crepe myrtles that were up against the house. That's what we talked about. And I got there. I was like, we could take these. And Sterling was like, I don't think we're going to take those. Because he was nervous that they were going to hit the house.
I think we wanted to see how well the other two went first. Because that the crepe myrtle was the hardest, in our opinion.
Yeah, and I think the other two that I didn't take were the hardest,
right.
Were harder.
So
it was
that's the miscommunication breakdown.
It was a smaller spot.
Yeah.
to drop them in. The crepe myrtles have a much bigger landing spot. Those
are
easier.
Now that I know you're confident, you can come right back over, okay. Bud.
And I'll bring when social distancing loosens up, I'll bring another guy from the neighborhood who's good.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
We'll just have all the boys over.
We'll have all the boys over.
If you guys need to work shirtless.
You can cook and bring out lemonade.
Hey, boys.
Hey, boys.
Working hard, huh? Or hardly working. Just all the cliches.
Hey.
No, we had a lot of fun. And then when you left, we forgot to close the gate. Not your fault. It's our fault.
Your fault specifically, because you took the clippers to go back and cut, and you were the last one.
And
the ladder.
Well, I think Sterling brought the ladder back.
Oh, okay.
So technically, if you really want
to
point
fingers. They can blame each
other. Yeah. That sounds like they are.
No. I mean, even Sterling admitted it was his fault. But it's not really anyone's fault. It's an accident. You forget to... And by the way, me too,
the tune you were singing when your cleaning ladies let Callie out.
Well, that was different. That I do think that's way different than, because, well, maybe not.
Maybe it wasn't way different, except one was you, one wasn't. And you're going to get more mad at the person that didn't do it, that wasn't you.
Yeah, I mean, maybe when you're a paid person, you should take more care. But, you know, with just us, shit happens. I try to have that conversation with Sterling too, because my dog got out and I was like, it's an accident. He's it's not an accident. You know, we had that whole thing.
And now the third part of all this is we put a shit ton of branches and logs out on Roy's front yard, and we got to make sure that the guy takes it all.
I don't know if he will.
When's the garbage day?
It's supposed to be today.
You'll find out when you get home. Although Sterling will probably tell you. You should ask him if they took it.
Yeah.
Would he tell you that unsolicited, or you need to ask him?
Oh, I'd have to ask him.
Yeah, like Amanda wouldn't tell me.
No, he
would. Like, I'm all in on like what the garbage takes. Amanda's like, I have no idea.
Can I assure you?
I don't know either.
At no point today in Sterling's mind was, I wonder if they're going to take the bridge.
I've been obsessed about what they're going to take. I had a rug outside a couple weeks ago, and the first thing I did was call Amanda on my way home from work, and I go, they take the rug? She goes, what rug? Oh, I don't know. They were here. I'm like, you didn't look to see? Because if they're not doing it, you got to go out there and bribe them.
No, I'm not going out there to bribe anybody.
Oh,
they don't take
I will.
It. They don't take it. Then I'll make Dallas take it somewhere.
Exactly. That's the pain in the ass about it.
What do I do if they don't take my branches?
They probably will. You might just have to call the city and tell them, and they're going to tell you to cut it up. Like, the reason why they didn't take it was because it wasn't cut up, but yours is cut up good enough.
I thought so.
They should take it. The only thing, nobody parked in front of there, right?
Hmm.
Yeah, good.
No. Our trash cans are right beside it.
Yeah. Somebody asked me today on Saturday, Loren, as I was leaving, I was riding my bike and my neighbor had some family over to help him spread mulch. And the guy that was there spreading the mulch was like, hey, we'll be sure not to cut any wires to me.
That's nice of him.
Like, are you the radio guy? I go, yeah. He's like, oh, my God. Yeah, they told me you lived here. I listen to you guys every morning. But like the way they listen is like they don't really I don't know if they try and be like some people try and be too cool.
Yeah, they don't want to be like, oh, I listen all the time.
Yeah, and they were like, they're one, I forget who it was, but somebody said that they had their wires cut. I was like, yeah, that's Loren. She's like, yeah, Loren, that's right. Mm-hmm. Any news on that or no?
Nope.
Really? I found that so strange that there's no news on that.
I don't know. I'm not really dealing with it.
You've
you're
delegated.
Pissed about it.
You've delegated it.
Yeah, I've delegated it. Like, I'm over it. I don't really give a fuck if the outside gets done at this point.
Yeah.
So if it's that important to you, you can fight with them. I don't really care.
Oh, I love that. Don't you love it when you get to the point where you're like, I don't give a fuck anymore. And you truly don't.
I'm like, you know what? I'll take care of the inside. Yeah. You do the outside.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to be able to leave my friggin' bedroom for 6 weeks anyway. So. Mm.
Oh, it's so cool.
That's bullshit. You're going to leave your bedroom.
Oh, just the thought of it stresses me out.
But if you're home and you're careful,
no. But Cash is going to therapies, and
so are they saying
I mean?
That like, has to stop?
Speech therapist. I don't know. I got to talk to them tomorrow or today.
Yeah, well, update us tomorrow on the air.
I will.
All right, I got to go pick up Dean. My son Dean got the COVID test done because he's going to have a surgery, hernia surgery on Friday. And
Dallas gets his on Thursday.
We thought maybe they were going to prick the finger, but they didn't. They did
shoved it right up the nose.
But he said it didn't matter.
I think I'd cry if I've seen that thing. And I'm like, how do you guys not? Like, what's the governor in New York, Cuomo?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Guy got it, barely flinched.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's like you've had things shoved up your nose before.
See, I put my finger up my nose a lot. I wonder if I would have no problem with it.
Oh, I mean, and the way they shove it in, I'm like, does it even truly go that far? Like,
yeah, like your eyeball moves. It's like so far up.
Yeah. I'm like, I didn't.
And where are they going? Why can't they just swab your, like, why do they have to do it that
They're
way?
They're literally like going to your brain. I'm like, I didn't think the hole was that long.
I wonder why they have to swab you up the nose.
I don't know, but I have a friend that had a baby about a month ago, and she gave birth here in Charlotte. The hospital didn't even test her. They just took her temperature.
Yeah, now it's different. It's all different. You came back from Spain a week before the outbreak, and nobody questioned you in New York City or Charlotte. You walked right through the airports.
How about this? I was at the hospital Friday delivering food, and we were at a certain door, and somebody tried to go into the door we were going, and she said, no, sir. You got to go to this front. You got to be screened to even enter the hospital.
Yeah. So we get a hang of things. It just takes us a long time to get a hang of how we're going to do this.
Well, you remember like the guy who was stuck in Peru, the Charlotte guy in Peru. He came back, went to Miami. They just let him off the plane. Meanwhile, he knows he was near people that had COVID-19.
He thought he had it himself.
He thought he had it himself.
And he's like, okay.
And then meanwhile, he's like walking out, TSA waving goodbye.
Yeah.
Enjoy America.
We go, nobody stopped you? Nope. Yeah, welcome to the land of COVID.
All right, guys, this is the Rat Party Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye, Loren.
Bye. Oh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.